Welcome again to another installment of A Conversation That Matters. I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and I serve as the director of the Curb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University. As you recall, I am writing a devotional book on every chapter from the Old Testament. Quite an undertaking, but specifically I want to share with you some devotional thoughts from the book of Psalms. Today we'll share together from Psalm chapter 6. Psalm chapter 6 is a Psalm of David. Would you hear the word of the Lord as I read it to you from the New American Standard? O Lord, do not rebuke me in thine anger, nor chasten me with thy wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed, and my soul is greatly dismayed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of thy loving kindness. For there is no mention of thee in death. In Sheol, who will give thee thanks? I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch with my tears. My eye has wasted away with grief. It has become old because of all my adversaries. Depart from me, all you who do iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly dismayed. They shall turn back. They shall suddenly be ashamed. Psalm chapter 6, the words of David. I want to share with you a devotional thought that I've entitled Tender Mercies. Let me focus specifically on that fourth verse that we read a few minutes ago. David writes, Return, O Lord, rescue my soul, save me because of your loving kindness. Well, obviously, Psalm 6 is written by David in a moment of great distress. Apparently, he's suffering from a grave physical illness from which he is fearful of not recovering. He confesses that he is being punished by God. He is fearful of God's wrath. Therefore, he calls on God during this period of great distress, which is a common theme, by the way, often found in the lament psalms in the book of Psalms. Whenever a God follower dies, his or her voice is lost from those who sing praises in the temple. And so David makes that point before God, that if God still wants to hear his voice in worship, then God needs to deliver him, because from the grave, who will give you thanks? At least those are the words of David in verse 5. The last part of the psalm reflects the joy of David's answered prayer. God has healed and restored him. The enemies of David will be silenced and troubled by that recovery. You know, I was recently reading one of John Grisham's latest novels. It had to do with lawyers and courtrooms and hard-to-defend criminals. Go figure, right? In this particular narrative, a man had been arrested for driving over 80 miles an hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. He was looking at jail time and a big fine. The lawyer in the story, whose name was Mark, was able to do a little behind-the-scenes work, make a few promises, and manipulate the system. The man got off with a slap on the wrist and a small fine. He couldn't believe his good fortune. He thanked his lawyer profusely for his savvy and expertise. He didn't know that at the time his lawyer was actually practicing without a license, but that's another whole part of that story that perhaps you will read someday. Most of us have experienced a moment of mercy when we didn't receive the punishment due because of our transgressions. Maybe it was something as simple as a teacher's forgiveness when an assignment was turned in late, or maybe something as serious as a judge's dismissal when we deserved to be greatly punished. We've all experienced this world of grace and forgiveness. And we are told that as proud recipients of mercy, that we should extend it toward others whenever we have the opportunity to do so. But let's talk for a moment about your past and your mistakes and your disobedience before God. Surely your punishment is deserved. Surely your guilt should make you squirm a little at the thought of God's wrath. And yet, because of his loving kindness, his mercy, and his overwhelming love for you, God chooses to redeem rather than condemn, to forgive rather than punish, to embrace rather than shun. You see, you are loved more than you can comprehend and forgiven more than you can imagine. So this day, why not take a moment to thank your Father for his tender mercies and for his powerful grace? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for not giving us what we deserve for our sinfulness. We thank you for your restoration, for your redemption, and for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for being a part of this conversation that matters. I'm Dr. John Roebuck, your host. Thanks for listening.